Yes, we have more rain coming for a lot of the province today, tonight, tomorrow as well. But the good news is if you're waiting for some sunny, warm weather, it's coming later in the week. Not up into the 30 range, but certainly mid to high 20s. We'll take that. And I don't have a problem with the rain myself. I'm happy to see everything so nice and lush and green and all those mosquitoes and all those dandelions. Good morning. It's Brent Laux filling in one more day today. Evan is back in the chair here tomorrow, and we've got lots going on, lots of guests joining us through the course of the next 4 hours. Right now, though, just before we get to our first guest of the morning, we've received this updated information on the situation in Melville, and this is an RCMP release that came out literally just minutes ago, and I will share it with you. And it goes on to say, on June 21st at approximately 9:35 p.m. This is last evening. Melville RCMP received a report of an assault as a residence in Melville on 8th Avenue West. As officers arrived at the scene, a firearm was discharged and two Melville RCMP officers were struck. Both officers were transported to hospital by EMS with injuries described as serious in nature. The armed individual, believed to be an adult male, remained in the residence. Officers from Melville Detachment and Saskatchewan RCMP's Critical Incident Response Team responded immediately. This includes the Emergency Response Team, Police Dog Services, and the Crisis Negotiation Team. Officers with the Serious Crime Unit were also engaged. Saskatchewan RCMP carefully monitored the situation, which included continual assessment as to whether a dangerous person alert was required. Ultimately, an alert was not issued as the suspect was contained to a residence. At approximately 2 a.m., 2 o'clock this morning, the suspect and another occupant exited the residence. The suspect was arrested and is in custody. The other occupant was initially detained but released shortly after. The second occupant has since been cleared of any involvement. Saskatchewan RCMP Serious Crime Unit has carriage of this ongoing investigation. Investigators do not believe there is any further elevated risk to public safety associated with this incident. So in a nutshell, we have the situation that started last evening around 9:30 at a home in Melville on the east side of the province when police responded. Two Melville RCMP officers were shot, and we are told in this release their condition is serious. One individual in the home facing charges now in police custody. RCMP are going to hold a media briefing, a media availability, coming up at 9:30 this morning, less than an hour now at 9:30, and we'll keep an eye on that and provide any information from that particular briefing. On the radio, we may be carrying it live. We'll just have to see as the situation unfolds here this morning. We keep an eye on it. Okay, Brent Laux with you, filling in for Evan Braid. First guest of the day today, Roger McKnight, who we speak to numerous times over the course of the years when it comes to gas prices. Roger is Chief Petroleum Analyst at Enpro, and he joins us now. Hiya, Roger. Good to have you join us this morning.
Pleased to be here.
And it's interesting, too. We've got Stats Canada coming out with the cost of living numbers this morning, showing the cost of living in Canada up 3.2% in the month of May, and they're saying big part of that is gas prices. Are we going to see any relief in the future with gas prices, do you think, or not?
Well, it's a coin toss, really. You're looking at the Strait of Hormuz situation, and I'm really looking at global inventories, because if the inventories keep dropping like they are, your prices are going to start going up. They're not going to keep going down. Crude could fall, but I think the situation right now is all the traders are looking at the global inventories of crude oil and all refined products because they're at dangerously low levels.
How long is it going to take to get those levels back up to a more normal level?
Well, there's a good question. I would say we're looking at a very unstable pricing situation for the balance of the year. It really depends on how the geopolitical table is going to turn. I don't really quite understand President Trump and what he says or what he says he's going to do or he has done. It seems to change week to week, and That has the financial markets and the traders of crude and refined products very nervous because they can't deal with uncertainty. Right? That's the problem. And I think politically there's a lot of uncertainty too, both north of the border and south of the border. So it's a very tenuous situation. I have very, very little confidence that a peace agreement or a ceasefire is going to hold for the balance of the year. Call me a cynic, but a cynic, I guess, is a pessimistic realist, and I guess that's me.
And as a consumer, it's maddening when you're planning your summer travels, perhaps, trying to get a gauge on what gas prices are and where they may be. I know myself, I was out in Alberta about 2 weeks ago, and I was struck in my travels how their prices at that time were about 10 cents a liter higher than what we were seeing in Saskatchewan. I think that's changed. And even this morning when I was online looking at gas prices, Saskatoon right now, we're averaging about $1.62 a liter. Regina, lower this morning with the average prices around $1.46, $1.52. And it's that, that kind of price fluctuation in different centers, different provinces, that really makes it difficult for people trying to do their family budgeting or make their holiday plans as well, I guess.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mystery, and I think a lot of the price differential, the wholesale price differential between Saskatoon and Calgary is all of 3/10 of a cent. So when you roll in all the taxes and the margins that are built into the pump price, it looks to me like the retail section is taking a bit of advantage of it because the wholesale price difference is basically nothing. That's for the prairies. When you get into the eastern part of the country, Toronto wholesale price is about 8 cents lower than west of Thunder Bay. So I empathize with the consumer. I have very little answers, but I have even less confidence that this so-called ceasefire that supposed to last for 60 days until they come up with a final agreement is going to hold. It hasn't held in the past, and I can't see it holding in the future. There's just too many variables. There are too many variable political stances in this equation to make any sense.
Roger McKnight is our guest, the Chief Petroleum Analyst at Enpro, talking about the state of the world as far as oil prices are concerned, the reduced oil inventory, and what we're seeing now at the gas pumps. Of course, federally, we saw the federal gas tax reduced temporarily, and I see the New Democratic Party in Saskatchewan is calling on the Moe government to drop the 15% provincial gas tax. Do steps like that, other than just maybe short-term relief, do anything as far as the gas market is
psychologically
concerned?
For the consumer, I guess it is, but the excise tax elimination of 10 cents, that kicks back, that reverses itself on Labor Day. You're going to pay me now or you're going to pay me later. If you're going to start eliminating taxes, you're going to start eliminating a lot of the revenue that the provinces are dependent on. And gasoline and diesel and refined product taxes are absolutely essential to run the province.
Roger, has this given you thought to perhaps getting an electric vehicle?
I'm not sold on that. I'm not sold. But we're a very, 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 very large company with a small population and a lot of miles in between locations. I prefer to stick with the reliable ones.
I think that's probably the sentiment you'll find in the majority of people in Saskatchewan. I see that EV numbers are up. Some recent numbers from Stats Canada showing that Canadians bought nearly 61,000 electric vehicles in the first 4 months of this year. But you're right, it's probably the bigger urban centers where people are making use of these. Out here on the Great Prairies, where you've got such big distances, cold, cold winters, and lack of charging infrastructure, I think it's still going to be a bit of a jump for a lot of Canadians as far as when they step up to an electric vehicle. Roger, I appreciate your information. Have a good day. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.